speaking of All the Way Live, Wes, real quick, from a player standpoint, from a team standpoint, an athlete standpoint, what's your take on the Donald Sterling issue, and how should we handle it without maybe punishing the team and the players?
Well, the thing about it was, it wasn't exactly surprising, but to do it in a state as liberal as California, I mean, that to me was you know, pretty egregious as well. Then you're on a team full of black players, things like that. But this guy's history, he's had a history of, you know, doing things, discriminatory things against other races. Against other races. And as a player, I would have been outraged, and I really would have thought heavily about not playing the game. I thought that was best. To be honest with you, I thought, you know, the throwing the shirts down and wearing the socks and stuff, I mean, it was okay, but for me, for my taste, I thought it was a little weak. I thought they could have done something maybe a little bit stronger, but they did something nonetheless. But, you know, I would have seriously thought about not playing in the game. And as a Clippers player going forward, like the Blake Griffins and Chris Paul, I would really give serious thought to whether I would want to continue to play for that franchise going forward. I mean, this was just, you know, as I listened to both conversations, the extended and the regular, I mean, you want to say it's mind-blowing, but is it really? I wasn't really surprised, but it was just crazy to know that, you know, just to hear things like that in this day and age.
Awesome. Thanks for your commentary. We're continuing to talk about it right here on Praise 100.9, 92.7, and of course you can catch Wes every Monday right here on Praise.